This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hey, Commodores. Welcome to Commons Cast. This is Igan Iscario, and welcome back to another episode of Q&A with the Dean. Welcome back, Dean Grisolfi. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
So, we're approaching the time of year when everyone who got accepted to Vanderbilt is visiting campus with their families. It's weird seeing all these tourists and feeling like we're being watched as students on campus. So, what are your thoughts on that? And do you have any tips on how we can best represent Vanderbilt to others who are coming in?
Oh, that's an interesting idea. I also always feel like I'm being watched, and I wonder how many people, you know, have like looked at the website and know that I'm the dean versus just some random adult wandering around. And in fact, this weekend, one of the faculty heads had gotten locked out of her apartment, and she texted me while I was at my bar class. And so I couldn't do anything about it. But when I got back, I raced up to our office to get the key in my leggings, like the whole, like what you would wear to an 8 a.m. Saturday morning bar class. And we're all good. We got her in. And then when we were walking back into the commons, there were all of these tours.
Right.
And I am not what I would be wearing, meeting prospective parents. Like, you live on campus. I don't even wander around in my leggings like during the regular school year.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, I needed to return the key. So I just walked up and thought, I hope that no one knows who I am. And like, nobody said anything. Thoughts about it. You know, honestly, people are looking at you. You're right. But they're not looking at you personally. They're looking at like current Vanderbilt students. And does this look like a place that I could imagine myself? They're not really looking at you and trying to make sense of who you are and what, you know, and judging you. They're looking at you as an example of the kind of thing that they might be or see. And so I think as much as possible, like, just be friendly and say hi and don't engage them, right? Unless you're asked. It's scary it's scary and exciting to look at these places and try to imagine yourself there.
Right.
And, you know, everybody's kind of in their own world on these tours. So all you can do is be friendly and welcoming and, you know, and then really go about your life.
For sure. And I know that a new class of incoming freshmen is about to come in. And a big part of that experience is Visions Group. So for some of us who are wrapping up our time here in Commons and want to be a part of the cycle of mentorship on campus, what are some advice that you can give to this new generation of leaders?
Well, first and foremost, I hope people apply to be VUCEPTers because VUCEPT is, I think, one of the easiest and most powerful ways to connect with incoming first-year students and to serve as a mentor for incoming first-year students. But if you, for whatever reason, didn't apply to VUCEPT or didn't think that that was the route for you, the thing that I would think about next year is, especially if you have any kind of a leadership role in any kind of student org, is being welcoming, but also being reassuring. So it can be so hard to figure out which org you want to be a part of. And, you know, students either sign up for way too many at first or not enough, right? There's few people hit the sweet spot. And so the more you can try to remember how that feels as a more experienced student, giving information and being open and welcoming, I think the better it can be.
Yeah, a follow-up question. So can you give us a little bit of, like, what would you think is the ideal timeline in the fall when freshmen are starting out? Because I know for myself, in the beginning of the year, there was a lot of, like, from the org fair, there was a lot of informational sessions and GBMs that people go to kind of get a taste of which organizations they might want to be a part of. So there's, like, a part or, like, a time in the semester where that kind of starts getting condensed and you stop going to the things you don't like and start only consistently go into the things you do like. So at what point of the semester do you think that should start happening in order to hit that sweet spot, as you said?
Like the condensing?
Yeah.
You know, I think that really depends on the person. I don't think there's a single answer. So some people's first semester course load feels really manageable to them, and they're able to stay on top of their work, and then you don't need to rush to consolidate. You can really explore. Other times people really do have an intense course load and they need to actually drop some things so that they don't, you know, fail their classes. The other thing I think is, so there is no one size fits all answer to that. I do think that at some point everyone notices that they're not actually very healthy. Mm-hmm. It's the rare first year student who I think immediately has the best balance between work and social life and sleep. And so most people get that balance wrong, normal, and have to sort that out. And so when the point in the semester comes, and it usually is around the middle of the semester, where you really are just exhausted and feeling sick, that's when you know that like something has to change. And usually at that point, that's when you might want to think about like, where do I have downtime? Do I have any downtime at all? And it's very tempting. Not everyone does this, but if you're feeling a little lonely, haven't quite found your friends, then being alone can feel really terrible, right? Because it doesn't feel like your choice necessarily. And so it's very tempting to fill all that time. And that's a totally normal thing to do. But the reality is you actually do need downtime. You need downtime either not talking to someone or watching a movie or maybe talking to, you know, a friend or sleeping. but you do need that downtime. And so at that point, when you start to notice like, oh, I'm sick again, or I'm still really exhausted, that's another sign that it's probably time to start to scale back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was actually talking with my therapist earlier, and it really helps, therapy does, with that balance. And she was mentioning how addressing my feelings of feeling I'm doing nothing when I'm not involved in orgs. And she was like, maybe let's reframe that to be rest, and rest is productive. So I was like, interesting idea. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you for that. Finally, we're seeing all these new faces get accepted and tour their new home for the next 4 years, as I mentioned before. And it's a very stark reminder that our time here on Commons is ending. How do you think we should frame this transitional period and best reflect on our experiences this past year?
Well, the transition is exciting and not that scary, right? It's nothing like coming to campus for the first time. Mm. You're just moving across campus. And in fact, you're quite familiar with the world across campus. It's an you are going to get to shake up your friend groups a little bit, right? Because you're not going to live with the same people. You're going to have an opportunity to meet a whole new group of people and start to think about like whether your major is the one you really want, right? So there's all these like important transitions that happen your sophomore year, but none of them are nearly as overwhelming as the transition to college. And so really, I hope that for first year students at the end of the year, what you should be feeling is pride, because it was a tremendous, tremendous effort to become a student here at Vanderbilt. And I don't just mean the admissions process. We all know that was tremendous, but the transition is a huge thing. And, you know, at the end of the semester, you're done. You made it. Like, you have 1 year under your belt. And like, yes, there will be new challenges and new things will come up. I'm not saying you're never going to have a hard thing happen again. But when it does happen, you are not also adrift at trying to sort out who do I go to for help and where do I, how do I manage this, right? Because now you have a much better understanding of the place you're in.
That was such a great ending. I'm getting emotional. Okay, thank you so much, Dean Grisalvi, for joining us today. And a big thank you to all of our listeners. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Q&A with the Dean. This is Aigan Iscario. Till next time. Next up is Daniela with this week's Commons Calendar.
Hey Doors, I'm Daniela Aguilar, and I'm hosting this week's Commons Calendar, where I fill you in on upcoming events at Vanderbilt. First up, on Wednesday, March 1st, from 6 to 7 p.m., Gen Action will be hosting a Women's History Month Trivia Night. If you're not already convinced by the fun trivia about historic women and reproductive health, there will also be great food, so you definitely want to be there. Also on March 1st, you can join the Peabody Latinx Alumni and Student Association for Taste of Latin America. It will take place at Mayborn 117 from 7:15 to 9:15 p.m. Plaza will be discussing the diverse cuisine of Latin America and will be providing food from a variety of Latinx-owned businesses in Middle Tennessee. You just might find your new go-to restaurant, so you don't want to miss it. Can't wait for spring break to come around? Well, then you should join Alas, Plaza, CSA, and Masa for a night full of upbeat, energetic music at their Noche de Baile. It will be at the Leadership and Service Space on March 4th from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Lastly, on the 7th, VSG's Diversity and Inclusion Committee, First VU, and Questbridge will host their second annual D&I Dialogue Series from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Community Event Space. It will be an informative panel between admin, students, and faculty, focused on resources for first-generation low-income students. Stop by for an opportunity to voice concerns to admin, talk to other campus members, and enjoy dinner catered by minority-owned businesses in the area. That brings us to the end of this week's Commons Calendar. There is always something fun to do when you're at Vanderbilt. Thank you for listening. Now, onto the Humans of the Commons segment.
Hey Doors, I'm Aygan Iscario, a first-year student here at Vanderbilt and your host for this week's Human of the Commons interview. My guest is Kelsey Cleveland, a first-year student from Woodstock, Georgia, majoring Communication of Science and Technology with Cinema and Media Arts, with potential minors in Environmental and Sustainability Studies. She also lives in Gillette House. Kelsey, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
So the first thing I want to talk about from your introduction is your house, which is Gillette. What floor do you live on?
I am on G4.
Okay. I think for those of us in commons, G4 holds a certain reputation. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like living there and what it's like as a community?
I think there's great community at G4. Just the nature that it is very small compared to other dorms, but on my floor, it's co-ed, and we don't have a common room, so it's kind of like the hallway becomes our common room, in a sense, mm-hmm. and everybody is just kind of always in each other's faces, but it ends up being a good thing, because you get to know people really easily, and you always recognize somebody in the room, and we kind of all will share the common room downstairs a lot, and you're just always running into somebody you know. Everyone's always willing to say hi and smile, and it's just, you know, it's very easy to just help each other out all the time, and it doesn't feel, I feel like, as isolated as the bigger dorms in a way. Like, we just got to know each other very fast.
Oh, that sounds so sweet. I've definitely been down that floor, specifically that hallway, before, and there was just people sitting on the hallway and just like talking.
There is always people there that aren't even from our dorm. It's just, you know, people just flock to there, and it is a great location too. I feel like it's in the center of everything. I think Gillette gets a bad rap for no reason.
Yeah.
I do enjoy being in the center of the hallway. You know, there's just always people, always something going on.
Center of attention.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've met like such a wide range of personalities on that floor.
Yeah.
I just kind of wanted to talk to you about like what you think your brand or your, like, what were you known for before you got here versus what is kind of like your role in those dynamics now? Like,
I don't know. I feel like in general, once I like kind of let my wall down and people get to know me, I'm kind of crazy. Like, I don't know. I have a lot of energy and I'm kind of always like willing and like down to do anything and like just always trying to just like have a good time. And I'm not, you know, I don't know. I'm just always up for an adventure. And I also am very like empathetic and just like constantly just worrying about others and trying to make other people happy and like thinking about people. But I think before people get to know me, I just come off as very quiet because I feel like I have a hard time like reaching out to new people and, you know, like social anxiety and stuff. But I don't know, I feel like I just come off as just kind of like quiet, and I don't come off as the way I am when people get to know me. And when they get to know me, they often are surprised that I have as much energy as I do.
Yeah, for sure. You're definitely like a very, from my view, extroverted person, but I feel like that's because we met under certain circumstances that you were like, oh, I was around with these people who I consider my friends. So they
if
kind
I'm
of brought that out.
If I'm a mutual friend, I think I like feel comfortable, but if I'm just like out on my own, I think I'm in like, what's it called? Like safety mode, like kind of trying to see the environment. Like, I don't know what the people are like here. I feel like I have to put on a certain image or something. I don't know.
For sure. So you mentioned briefly that you like exploring, having adventures, blah, blah, blah. What are some fun little adventures that you've had on commons or just on campus in general?
One of my favorite days was when I went with some friends to the lake nearby.
Ooh.
I couldn't tell you what the lake is called, unfortunately.
Was it Radnor Lake?
I don't know. It was in September, but
Okay.
It could be. It was pretty close. And we went we couldn't figure out how to get into the woods to go there.
What?
So we walked this like strange, like over an hour, it seemed like a path through some woods, and there was like trash along it, so we're like, this has got to be it, and like through a fence. I don't know, it took so long, and we eventually got to the spot with like cliff jumping and stuff, and there was other people there, and it was super fun. It was great weather. And then we realized that when we like left that there was a way to get there in like 5 minutes through the woods.
Oh,
and we
gosh.
Just didn't know where to go in. So we could have just got there in 5 minutes if we knew where to start, but it was worth it anyways, you know, the journey that counts.
Yeah, for sure.
So to speak, because it was a fun day of like trying to figure out how to get there, even more than just there itself.
I'm assuming this was off campus. So like how was the experience of like wanting to get
the full Nashville vibe, but like kind of traveling off campus, because I know a lot of the first years don't have cars. Yeah. We have to rely on like public transportation or knowing someone who has a car. So what has it been like for you, like trying to get those opportunities to explore with that barrier?
I kind of try to plan out in advance and like use every opportunity that I have. Like if I'm going to be at a certain area, what can I do there? Like I used to have, last semester I had dance classes over on like by Greek Row. Mm. And so I have to be over there anyways. Like otherwise I might not want to walk 20 minutes over there. But yeah. When I was over there, I would say like, okay, like today before dance, I'm going to go explore like the restaurants on Elliston Place, the soda shop over there or something, since I'm already over there. Or, you know, if I had to like go to like a dance photo shoot or something that was in like Midtown, I would explore something over there that day. So kind of taking advantage of the opportunities where I'm already walking somewhere or already getting a ride somewhere to see what else is in that area while I'm there. And also just, I look up online a lot, like just like fun things to do. Or whenever someone says like, I like sushi, I'm like, oh, what's your favorite sushi place
here?
Oh,
I love sushi.
And so I just love like talking to older people, or anytime I have an Uber driver from here, I'm like, what's the best spot that I wouldn't know to go to? And I always write it down. And then just like making an effort to like, I have like a list in my phone of like, okay, like I'm bored today, like, and find something new to do and just like get an Uber and go like try something new. Cause you know, we're only going to be here for 4 years and Nashville is so awesome and there's so much to explore. Yeah.
I feel like everyone should take a page from your book. Cause I feel like some people kind of go about their day like, oh, these are the only things that I'm doing. But your approach is kind of like, oh, like what else can I do in conjunction with this one thing that I'm planning on doing? So I think that's really good. And I think you mentioned that you were in dance. Can you talk a little bit more about that and your involvement on campus?
I'm in Vitality Dance Company here and I love it. It is so much fun. It's such a close-knit community. There's only like 15 of us, I think. And I don't know, like the girls are just so nice and so funny. It's never stressful. Like a lot of my high school dance, it got to the point at the end where it was just so competitive, or I don't know, just like boring. It was just like hard on your body and you're just like afraid of making mistakes. And it was just a bad environment. But I loved coming here and it's such a positive environment at Vitality. Yeah. And just, you know, like no judgment. Everyone is supporting each other. And it's just, I'm never stressed about it. It's always just a fun time, like messing around. And I love, we all just, so what if you don't know, what we do for our shows is we pick a theme and then we choreograph dances that apply to the theme. So like our show last semester was, oh my gosh, wow. It was about growing up. Okay. So I can't remember like the tagline, but.
No, you're fine.
So things fit within that. And this semester it's Love is in the Air and I'm choreographing a group dance and maybe a solo, we'll see.
Oh my gosh.
And it's just like having these opportunities, like where it doesn't, you know, my dance in high school, I was like 5 a.m. every day, 4 hours every night. Like it was just such a hard schedule. But here it's however involved I want to be. If I want to do five dance, I can be there every night if I want to do all the dances, or I can just do one night a week, which was super great for my schedule because I was worried I would have to stop dancing in college because of the schedule. But I'm having so much fun choreographing my first dance. It has been so great because I've just always wanted to choreograph a dance. It's something I've always wanted to do. And I am loving it so much. And we actually have a photo shoot tomorrow for this show.
Ooh.
Getting about 5:30 for that.
A.M.?
Yeah. Cause,
why?
You know, sunrise, lighting.
Oh, sunrise.
Photographer.
Golden hour. There's another golden hour at the end of the day. Yes. You know that, right?
Yes. Well, this, I don't know when they were available or...
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, I don't
know.
I'm not in charge. I'll figure that out. But come to our show April 13th.
Oh, my gosh.
Come see my first choreographed dance.
I will definitely be showing up to support. What was the vibe of, like, the first dance that you choreographed?
This dance, it's to a song called Closure.
Mm. By who?
Hayley Warner.
Okay.
And I love this song. I found this song when one of my friends in high school did a solo to it at a dance competition.
Aww.
And I just like heard it for the first time and I knew it connected to her because I knew her story and her life, but it connected to me a lot too. Like I cried the first time I heard it. It's about like kind of like an unhealthy love and like finding the strength to move on from something that isn't really love anymore and just kind of like how hard that jump is, but like once you make it, like someone has to do it, like the line of the song is, I don't want to say it, but somebody's got to say that it's over. And that's kind of just what the song is about. It's just like finding that strength to like choose loving yourself over that love that isn't benefiting you anymore. And I love the girls that are in my dance and we're doing some really cool stuff with like, we have like a lift in there and some formations and like cool turns and just kind of like using, you know, the skills that they have to try to make it as cool as possible, and I'm really excited for people to see it. It's honestly, I've like never been so proud of something in my life, because it's just like I have all these ideas in my head, but you never know if they're gonna like look as good when like a group of people is doing it. Like I just choreograph dances in my head whenever I listen to music all the time, and
it's just
been so exciting to be able to put it, have people do it and be excited about doing it and say that they love it too. And it's been such a positive experience, and I'm so excited to do it more in the future too, and that I have 3 more years here to do that.
As you should. I love hearing you talk about what you love with so much passion. And I kind of want to pivot a little bit, but still on the same point of like doing what you love. You mentioned earlier that your majors are in, what was it? Communications
CSET.
And cinema and media arts. So are you can you tell us a little bit about that pathway, that intersection, and what you plan on doing with it? Because I feel like it seems fun. Like you could do so many things with that. And you seem like a fun person. So like, I was wondering like how that ties into who Kelsey Cleveland is.
Okay. Well, I think I'm kind of trying to find a balance between like what I'm interested in and what I'm good at, you know, which is hard. Like I've always been really, really interested in environmental science in particular, which is why that's like a minor and learning about just all of that. But, I've always been extremely passionate about film production. Just like ever since I was little, I've like made movies on my iPad. And then anytime it was like a free choice for a school project growing up, I would make a movie and make my friends act in it and like do all this stuff. And I had a YouTube channel in high school, but I got too busy in high school and I didn't have time for like the film club there because of other things going on. And I just kind of, you know, I wasn't able to do it anymore, and it made me sad. And so I was so excited to like hear. It's like, well, if it's my homework, then I have to do it. And it's having something that I love as my homework. Like that's, you know, that's the goal in life is to have it not feel like work. And I took the intro to film class last semester. I wasn't really able to get into any film production classes this semester. I'm kind of just in one analysis one. So I'm kind of on the more science side right now. But it was so interesting to like, I love film analysis. Like anytime I watch a movie, I will sit and delve into like all these details on YouTube about like how it was made and like overanalyzing it with like color and how they used music and everything. I just find that so interesting and like making people feel a certain way. And I know like being a film producer it can be an unrealistic career. It's a really hard business to make it in. So it's like, that would be great. But I feel like also like the skills I've learned through film and through other areas, and also through lots of writing that I'm really passionate about. I love writing. I could use that in my interest in science, you know, to find creative ways to communicate important science messages to the world. Because I think there is a lot of problem with how science is communicated, and there's a lot of miscommunication, and you know, with the public, and that can be improved. And I've loved learning more about that this year. I've loved my classes this year. Like I've never enjoyed school more. Like it's so exciting to like have things where it's like, yeah, I have a lot of reading to do, but I genuinely enjoy reading it, which is so different than high school. Like I will like call my mom and tell her what I read about. And you know, like that's what college is supposed to be. Like you hear other people, like I hate hearing my friends, like they're just like read like just basic like math or something like at other schools, you know, but like, I just love how they have the ability to like really narrow down and like just the options they have here to combine your interests into something that works together really well.
Yeah, if we can glean anything from this conversation is that you're a very opportunistic and charismatic person. Aww. So I have no doubt that whatever you want to go into and apply those skills, you'll find success and passion.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what I want to do with it all yet, but I think here, you know, I have really great resources and connections and opportunities to try things out and figure it out along the way, and I still have plenty of time.
So those aren't technically like, if you think of basic majors on campus, those, that doesn't fall under that list. So how has the support been? How has like the quality of education been? Cause I know like if it's one of those majors that people don't tend to focus on, it can kind of go haywire or like, I don't know, just like talk about your experience in those classes that aren't typically taken by the majority of the student body.
I think a lot of the time it's intimate. You know, you'll have a lot of the same people in different classes that you might, you know, see someone in a class next semester that was, I don't know, like there's a sense of community with it, with kind of the smaller majors, and you get to know those like people better. And I don't know, like I've learned a lot about like, I ask people that are older that are in those majors what they're doing, and like everyone has such a creative different direction with how they're taking these majors. So I feel like it's different, like in like pre-med, you know, or something. It's like everyone wants to be just like a doctor. I mean, I know it's more complicated than that, but like there's only so many ways you can go with those things. But I feel like with like creative fields, like the ones that I'm interested in, like everybody has their own edge to it. Like some people are interested in science communication, but with a public policy view,
yeah.
or some are interested with a particular religious perspective or, you know, and it's so interesting to hear different people and how they tie their interests into it. And like, it inspires me, like having that intimate community of people that I'm like constantly seeing and constantly helping each other out. Versus a more intimidating, I think, like larger community where you don't know all the individuals as well.
For sure. Yeah. And I think you mentioned a little bit about sustainability and how you're also passionate about that. You strike me as a very fashionable person. Like every time I see you, always like the cute Aww. Little outfit. Like yesterday we were on Central Lawn because it was a very nice day. It was like 60s, 70s.
So
the breeze
great.
Was cool. The sun was out and we were just on the lawn lounging around and she had on this like tube top but then like these big pink sparkly sunglasses and I was like icon Pinterest girly like
Aww.
I love your aesthetic. How does that fit into that whole science communication media arts like vibe?
I don't know if I've really thought about that before. I mean, I definitely, my fashion is just a lot for like my mental health and my happiness. Like I just think like if nothing else I'm looking forward to today. I can have like my eyeshadow match my shirt and like that's exciting, you know,
yeah.
like something to have good today if nothing else is going on. And just starting my day every day with that, it's just like a little fun way of expression. But I think also like I've tried to be very conscious of like the brands that I choose to support and buy from. And I've changed my habits over the years as I learn more with like not supporting fast fashion, and that relates a lot to sustainability and just where I shop. And I don't try to not just like trend hop. It's very hard for me to spend money on clothes, really. Like I love thrifting and reusing. And then I will always get hand-me-downs from my sister because I have a lot of like really close in age older siblings and cousins. So I will get hand-me-downs a lot and always just try to like, I don't know, share clothes and find like creative ways to reuse hand-me-downs or reuse clothes that I own reuse my own clothes that I have and repurpose them. And like, you know, something that I have, how can I like cut it up or like match it with something different, something that I might throw away. How can I make it stylish in a different way instead of just getting rid of it? You know, to not waste it, you know, to just repurpose what I do have instead of just consuming more.
So true. You set your own trends.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Rand thrift store or like any thrift stores
nearby?
I have nearby?
A couple times. I should go to a Rand thrift store more. I love Buffalo Exchange.
Mm.
They have really good stuff there. Sometimes it can be a little overpriced, but they have a very large variety there.
I heard Plato's more affordable. Have you been to Plato's Closet?
Do we have one here? I want to go check out the Goodwill bins for sure.
Oh yeah. Wait, do you know where the nearest one is?
There's one like close enough to drive to, but.
Okay. Cause I take the bus to like White Ridge Pike, you know, where Target is.
Oh, okay.
Target, Trader Joe's, like, yeah, I think
Yuan went, if you want to ask.
I kind of went with, no, I didn't go with Yuan, but I will ask him. We should take a day trip together.
We should. I would love that.
Yeah. So wrapping this up, let's throw it back to Cummins. You were talking about gratitude and like finding joy in the little things.
Yes.
Can you name three things that you're thankful for in your time here at the Cummins?
Yes.
Any people you want to shout out? I'm kidding.
Okay. Well, I'm thankful for the community that I have found. Specifically, I think probably someone that saved me in a time that I was doing very poorly mental health wise was my friend Jamie Wright. At a time where I felt like I had no friends, she noticed that, and she was consistently reaching out to me to hang out where I otherwise would have just been in my dorm all weekend. And you know, I've kind of made most of my friends through her, honestly, here. And she is very so just so positive and bubbly, and just, I don't know, it's like, even but for both of us, I think when we're at our worst, we are there for each other and not judgmental of each other. And I'm just so glad to have found her here. And I found her through my Visions group, which also shout out Visions group 4 in my VU Scepter, Ali, the best. I miss them, but yes, very thankful for her. Also very thankful for the Taste of Nashville. Just going to say that, getting to try the Nashville food nearby. I always run out of my meal money super fast, but just, I love how we get more money for the Taste of Nashville every year, because we have so much good food around here. And third thing is I love the nature on campus. I'm very thankful for that. We have a very pretty all four seasons. I think we have a beautiful fall with the trees, and now we're getting all the beautiful cherry blossoms and flowers and everything in between. And it's, I think, I think it's prettier than where I came from at home. And I'm thankful to see that every day when I go to school.
Well, I'm thankful that you hopped on this podcast with me today. I just want to thank you for your time and for joining
us. So much fun.
And thank you to all of our listeners. This has been the Humans of the Commons interview. This is Eigen signing off.
CommonsCast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to CommonsCast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.